This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a big win in the courts for the pro-life movement. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
One of the many things that President Trump has been able to accomplish during his first term is appoint constitutional judges in federal positions. 227 federal judges have been confirmed, 3 to the Supreme Court with Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, 53 at the U.S. circuit level, 168 district court judges, and 3 international trade court judges. According to Than Bennett, the Director of Government Affairs of the American Center for Law and Justice, there are 6 more district court judges that are simply awaiting their confirmation votes on the floor of the Republican-controlled Senate, and 23 that are still in committee but are being processed and prepared to be sent to the floor as well. Bennett said that President Trump has achieved tremendous success in appointing constitutional conservatives to judgeships. The pro-life movement has seen great success under the ruling of those constitutional judges. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals made a ruling that Medicaid funds can be cut from Planned Parenthood. This ruling affects Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, but could easily set precedent for other rulings to follow in other circuit courts. The ACLJ says that this ruling means individual states do not have to allocate Medicaid funding to the abortion industry. They can cut off Planned Parenthood through Medicaid, which is a program that both the federal government and the states administer together through a mixture of funds. In Proverbs, the Bible says that the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood, and that righteousness protects the innocent. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.